Thanks for choosing Encourage Yourself Podcast as a podcast to help you challenge yourself to encourage yourself through the challenges. You have to challenge yourself in this area, because if you don't challenge yourself, you will never set goals to achieve the encouragement that you need to move forward in your life. You may be at a season in your life where you are in between knowing what God has for you and not knowing what to do. But in this season of your life, you should recognize that you were given a purpose that is aligned and destined just for you. I encourage you to seek a ministry that is really close to you, that you can be able to join with fellow individuals and like-minded individuals that can help you with this journey. The church I attend is City of Hope Ministries in Columbia, South Carolina, located on Decker Boulevard. This ministry, I waited a year in order to actually go to this ministry because I wanted to make sure that I didn't allow trauma or past church hurt to affect what my purpose was for this ministry. When you know that you are destined for greatness, you have to understand that you have to discern your next move. You have to be careful how you align yourself to certain people, because when your purpose is aligned, if you're not ready to receive what it is and fully you are supposed to receive, then you could lose yourself in it because you're not fully prepared for it. God makes no mistakes when He has aligned you to your purpose. The only mistake that we make is not trusting in Him in the process and in this season of our life, that we must grow, that we must be nurtured, that we must, sometimes it takes coming out of our comfort zone and aligning ourselves to people who will pull the best out of us. It might not always be pretty, because it might be meaning that they may have to say something to us that kind of like make us analyze ourselves or learn ourselves again. It may mean that you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, what am I doing wrong with me? It's not only the decisions you make with other people that hurts you. It's a decision that you make for yourself. It's the choices we make and the rooms we walk in and the circumstances that we walk in that we end up hurting our own feelings. If you're trying to heal, if you're trying to walk in purpose, but you're stumbling and you're struggling, I've struggled for years. I haven't truly aligned to my purpose until I was over 30 years old. And it took a long time for me to understand that all I had to do was let go, let God, and trust Him through the process. Do not give up on what that is for you. Do not give up on that, because if you have children, if you have a spouse, sometimes your alignment to the people that are close to you is based on you accepting what God has for you. Because if you become the leader of understanding and purpose, then you can help the people close to you understand that purpose as well. I have struggled many nights, couldn't sleep, and tossed and turned and cried about the things that I couldn't control. But it was when I finally let those things go and understood that there are just certain things I can control, and then certain things I just need to let go and let God control for me. It's just something about letting go and letting God. There is a peace that you deserve. There is a peace that you need to receive. And in order to receive that peace, you got to make room for that peace. You have to set burdens down. You have to release that weight that you're carrying. I have other podcasts that talks about these things and how to release the weight and how to carry the weight and how not to give up and how to move forward and how to encourage yourself. Encouraging yourself does not mean that you're alone. Encouraging yourself just means that there are times in your life that you have to determine what you need and encourage yourself to do the things that you need to do for you. You might be recovering from childhood trauma or addictions or hurt or disappointments or loved ones' deaths or anything that may make you depressed, that make you all of the negative emotions that you don't need. If you need help releasing those negative emotions, check out my podcast. I have things that determine that we could talk about in regards to negative emotions. Negative emotions is not always bad. You just need to realize what they do to you, why they are doing those things to you, and how they are affecting you, and what choices that you can make to move forward. Our purpose is waiting for us. What God has for you is for you. When you align yourself to purpose, it is the hardest thing, because when God is involved, it's not always pretty, because it takes you stripping away everything that you feel is self and allowing God to become God in your life. Those are two different things. You can't self-glorify and then God glorify. If you want to allow God to be God in your life, then you need to let go of self. And self is hard to let go of because we may be selfish to our own wants and needs and desires. But in the scriptures, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things shall be added unto you." I am a testament to that. I sought first the kingdom. Not only did I always dream of a home, but God gave me a home to own with no payments. That's mine, that came with acres of land. I didn't steal for it. I didn't manipulate for it. What I did was just waited on my time and allowed God to do what he was doing in my life. Your purpose is waiting on you. Your season to say it's my season is waiting on you. But seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things shall be added. If you keep self-glorifying, you're going to lose sight of what the God glorifying represents and what that means. This podcast today is simply about you learning how to align yourself with your God-given purpose. Purpose is not just purpose for a reason. Purpose is God-given. People want to make it out to be whatever it is they want to make it out to be. But God is the ultimate Savior. He is the one that's going to give you everything more than what you even asked for. You think your desires and your wants is something. Just imagine what your desires for God is and what that looks like. Let me pray for you today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that as you walk in the alignment of your purpose, that you stay the course, even when it seems hard, even when it seems like you want to give up. Because right around the corner is your God-given destiny. And it's peace there. It's rest there. It's love there. It is joy and happiness there. And God, I pray that you teach them how to seek ye first the kingdom. That you align them to people in their life that understand what God-given purpose represents, what it means, and what that looks like, and help them to fulfill the purpose you have aligned for their life. And thank you, Lord, for leaving and giving me the opportunity to talk to you about aligning your purpose with God. God, I pray that you cover them with your blood, their families, their hearts, their mind, and their soul as they make this next step with aligning their purpose over their life and in this season. God bless you. If you would like to support Encourage Yourself podcast, my website is encouragedllc.com. I offer many services and I am here for you. Leave your feedback, connect, email me. I want to talk to you. I want to reach you. I want to know that this podcast is meaning something to you. Share it with your family and your friends, someone that you know that's struggling to align themselves to true purpose. If you're listening to this, I struggled with aligning myself to purpose. And if this has helped you in any way, send me the feedback. Give me the review. Let me know that what I'm doing is reaching you and it is giving you hope in something that you may have given up in. God bless you. Until next time.